that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning. That wheel has rolled around again. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard here with John and Jason. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming all the way up to the radio ranch this morning. Got a little work to do, and Kyle's doing a little traveling this morning, so it's the three of us, and we welcome you also, the remnant, for joining us, whether you're listening on shortwave, and I guess here in the morning, the shortwave frequency, we're still on 5830, I think, and after this program, it'll swap over to 9475, so we thank you for tuning in there, or maybe you're listening on the internet at scriptures4america.org or the network website, sfawbn.com. Maybe you've called the phone number. There's a phone number you can even call. Maybe you don't have good internet service, but you can call 832-999-1729 and listen in.
Or pull it up on your smartphone.
Right, or you can listen on your iPhone. That's what I got to do last night, listen to the Solutions Men and Jason and Gideon's Armory, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Maybe they had a real interesting topic last night, and so the word goes out. You can listen many different ways, and we thank you for tuning in. Well, John, you want to open us up in prayer, and then maybe we'll just kind of go from there on this 27th morning of September.
Heavenly Father, we do come before you humbly, Lord, grateful for this time that you've set aside for your people to come together and encourage one another to love and good deeds. Lord, I do pray that you would guide and direct our thoughts, that you grant us wisdom and understanding, and the topics for today would be the ones that you want your people to hear. And Lord, I pray that you would just continue to wake your people up all across this country that you remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, and that those that could would come to repentance. And those that can't, Lord, those sons of hell, those that hate you, those evildoers that the Bible tells us about, Lord, we want them off the land or under it. And we ask for your blessings on today's activities, whatever they be, wherever they are, all across the country, Lord. Pray for your people, the remnant, Lord, that you would bless them and keep them and make your face shine upon them and be gracious to them and lift up your countenance to them and grant them peace. And Lord, I pray that even now that you would touch your people's hearts, and that if there be something on their mind that they feel needs to be shared with the remnant, that they would call in and share it, Lord. Your word says when two or more are gathered together, then you're there also, and we claim that right now. We say, come, Lord Jesus, and bring your myriads of angels. Lord, we do indeed have much to be thankful for. And as we're driving up this morning in your beautiful Rocky Mountains, all we can do is be in awe. And as we drive by that grave of our brother, Pastor Peter's only begotten son, Monty, we can boldly say, O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Because we do know that we'll see him again.
Yes.
But we do pray, Lord, that you will avenge the blood of our brother. It's in Christ Jesus' name that we pray all these things, and we thank you for it. Amen.
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 Well, again, good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. We'll open up the phone lines maybe a little later this morning. Some pretty interesting headlines going on, but I thought we'd start this morning. Hopefully you made a Friday night of it and were able to join maybe the Solutions Men at the early broadcast hour last night on Friday night, and then Jason, and boy, it sounded like you had a room full up there.
I did.
Or down there.
We did. We had several people. It was a good time. Really enjoyed it.
It was a very interesting topic, talking about the smart meters and the radiation waves they put out, and had a local person that's had a lot of, so I think kind of been spearheading the effort down there. So I encourage you, if you didn't tune in live last night, go to the archives. You can go to the network website, sfawbn.com, and you can listen to the Gideon's Armory from Friday, September 26th. I encourage you to do that. Had a lot of good information. And I'll have to check. I think that they've done something similar to that on the gas meters here. We'll have to check because there's about three gas meters here at the Radio Ranch, and it seems like they were replacing something last year with that.
Yeah, they have, Jason has some great stories, but basically they have the ability to shut off your power and your water remotely now.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it is that they've done it several places. I mean, you know, when you think you got power and, you know, oh, shut it off, they're using too much power. You know, it's so much of the stuff that we're finding out is just playing into their New World Order Agenda 21 plans, and that's what we're seeing is many different fronts that are being fought. As far as that's concerning, and a lot of it is just plays right into their headed towards more control, more government, you know, and it's really interesting. One of the things that I think that a lot of people have missed is they're just their psychology and their wordplay with, you know, calling them smart meters. We have smart meters. We have smart televisions. We have smart appliances.
Smartphones.
You know, smartphones. All these things are supposed to be smarter. And what are they? If you don't want one of these smart devices, well, what's opposite of smart? Dumb. Who wants to be dumb? Who wants not to have something that's smart? I mean, you know, everybody wants their child to grow up to be smart, to be, you know, a smart, educated, blah, 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 blah. And now we have all these smart devices, which there's nothing smart about them because they're stupid choices when you start going towards what they are calling smart. And it's interesting to me. It's like how that, you know, that war is being fought, first of all, on a psychological level by wanting people to want these smart, educated things, appliances. I mean, you know, it's smart because it's energy efficient, because it does this and it does that. And your smart TV, you can Google this on it, you can Google that on it, you can watch movies on it, you can download apps to it. It has a camera in it that can watch you while you're sitting on your couch. I mean, you know, that sounds like a pretty dumb idea. You know, it used to be that they were hiding the cameras and the microphones in the cable boxes. You know, the cable company got sued for that. That was in the mid-80s that they got busted on that. Is what they were doing is they were spying on people. You know, that was in the 80s, and there was several lawsuits that took place and were sued for millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, but now they put it right out in front of you, and now it's just not audio surveillance, it's video surveillance. And people can, you know, basically stream it to wherever they want. You know, we know that these things are taking place and that have taken place, and it's amazing how bold and brazen they've gotten, how they put it right in front of our faces. You know, I think about when the FBI was using the early on OnStar in the vehicles to monitor and to listen to people's conversations while they were driving down the road.
The FBI would do that.
They did, and they were sued for it. And the interesting thing is they lost a substantial lawsuit over it, because is what they found is when they were using it, when hacking into the system and using the listening devices, it disabled the security and the features that the customer was paying for. So if they had an emergency or wanted to use their OnStar device, they could not. And that's where they ended up winning their lawsuits, is because it was a risk to the person that they were spying on, where if they had an accident or needed a call for help, they couldn't, because the lines were already tied up by FBI surveillance. So, I'm glad it got out there that people got educated on it. You know, people, that could never happen, and it was one of those impossible things that it was a system that couldn't be hacked. Well, you know, that's what they're finding out, is all these inhackable systems
are actually tied together.
Absolutely.
And hackable.
And that's one thing, like this new iPhone, you know, there's pros and cons to these new phones. You know, convenience is one thing, that it is nice, but at the same time, you look at health benefits and, you know, tracking benefits and invasion of privacy. But I was happy to see what Apple did on this next, this newest version of the iPhone. It was interesting because, you know, before the Department of Homeland Security, all these big alphabet soup games would go to Apple or Android, and they would say, okay, here we have an encrypted phone, we need a passkey to get into this phone so that we can download the data on this phone. So they would have to provide them. It would be, you know, they had so many hours to provide them with a passkey so that they could hack it. And now that's if they couldn't go ahead and access it with the software that a lot of these you know, sheriff's cruisers already have in them. I know that they were doing a lot of stuff out in Michigan with it, where they were actually spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to put these devices into the sheriff's cars, where they could download everything off of a phone in a matter of minutes. Well, since then, it has been, they contact the phone manufacturer, they get a passkey, they can download everything, they can look at the past emails, information that's even been deleted. They can look at conversations that have been recorded, this and that, one thing after another. Well, Apple came out and said, no, we're not doing it. We're not building any back doors. We're not going to build any infrastructure that allows us to give a passkey for it. And they came back and said, well, you have to. They said, no, we don't. They checked into it. They had their attorneys look into it and said, we don't have to. So that was the easiest way out for them, is say, okay, well, we are not going to fund and have our engineers build you a back door so you can have access to people's information. So they, in a sense, locked them out of it, which, you know, it's good. It shows me that people are getting aware of and are being conscious about privacy. So that is a good thing, you know. But you look at a lot of these other things that are going on with the phones. It's just...
You believe that's true, though, 100%, or you think it's just a front?
No, I think it's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what better way to tie in with them and say, oh, we're not doing that. Wink, wink, wiggle, wiggle their finger and that. Well, the phone's ringing. Let's see if we got a caller this morning. Good morning, caller. Thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. This is Dee from Oklahoma. Haven't called in a while, but I haven't heard you guys since they did the time change. I can't hear you. It's until later in the day.
Well, good morning, Dee.
Well, obviously, I have a vastly different topic than what you guys were just talking about, but calling from Oklahoma, had a little insight about the disgusting beheading that happened, and I was just going to let you know, let your listeners know that when it first happened, let's see, this Saturday, I guess it happened Thursday night, our local channels were on the scene, and they reported it, and then at the 10 o'clock or Central Time, they reported it again, and it was workplace. I think they already had the guy's name at that point, that Nolan Alton. They didn't have the victim's names, and they reported it just as workplace violence and a stabbing. And then I just happened to hear yesterday from the national media, I think it was Sean Hannity, was talking about a beheading. So then I watched the local news, so now they were talking for, I think, the first time, unless they did it that morning, about a beheading. And then, of course, they had to have a CARE representative on, which is, you know, the they were co-indicted conspirators for raising money for, I think it was Hamas. Yet they always go to CARE as if they're a normal organization.
Now, you talk about the CARE. What is that? Is that an abbreviation?
Yeah, that's that Muslim thing.
Something
Arab-Islamic relations or something like that. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, they were indicted co-conspirators when they, I think it was out of Dallas, when they were investigating different groups that were helping to launder or get money to these terrorist groups.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they go to these guys. So they went to the local guy, and, of course, he said, oh, they were upset by it and praying for the victim. But he, you know, in no way does he represent peaceful Muslims. And so there was that. In fact, they gave him more time than they did the victim. And we've yet to see a picture of her or hear from any family members, so I don't know if they've shut him up or what. I know that they said that they've told all the workers not to talk. But there was on Drudge Report a little article from a small paper in Oklahoma where the reporter talked to one of the workers. And so there was some added information there. But one of the things is, too, so they're pushing the workplace violence. They're still pushing that and saying, well, there might be a connection with him being Muslim. And yet they show the Facebook page, and if you see it, he's got the beard, and he's got pictures of terrorists on his page. He's got a picture of the Statue of Liberty where he's got a little, whatever it's called, text or something, where he's talking about her burning up, meaning the Statue of Liberty, and going on about railing about America and the Pope and everything, just everything. And I guess in 2010, he had two felony warrants. And you can see on KOCO.com, you have to search a little bit, but you can see a rather lengthy interview with the female highway patrol trooper who had encountered him back in 2010, and he had gotten away. He pushed her and broke her finger because she had half a handcuff on and got away. So they found him 12 hours later in a manhunt. And she was surprised that he got out so soon. I just looked it up, the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, and he got out in March of 2013. He went in April of 2011, and they did say that, they're not saying it locally, but they did say that he got evangelized, if you will, to be Muslim while he was in prison. So sometime in 2011, 2013. And yet they keep saying that he just converted. So they keep throwing these things out. He just converted. And then they interviewed the imam kids in Oklahoma City who has the mosque there. And he said, well, he'd never seen the guy, and and then I think they interviewed someone else from the mosque, and they alluded that he was mental. So they're going with that one, too. And then they said something about he liked to lay on the floor to read the Quran. And there's actually a picture online from the Drudge Report of him doing that. But so I guess I just want everybody to know that they're really spinning this and trying to make it less than it is. Because if anyone had told me, I'm over 50, that I would ever hear of a woman, this woman was, I think, 55 and had worked there long time. In fact, her husband, every night, I think it was like 25 years, they said, he would drive to this Bon Foods and pick up his wife. And that man was out there waiting on her the evening that this thing sawed her head off. So, oh, and that's another thing. They're saying that it was he got fired, and that's why it was just random. But
well, remember also on drugs. Remember what was it four or five years ago when Major Hassan at Fort Hood killed you know how many. And what was that? It's still classified as workplace violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he was mental.
Right.
So anyone who does anything violent in Islam is not a Muslim, and they're always mental.
Yeah.
Or they're a criminal. That was the other thing they were putting out. So in the local stations, they're just following the line. In fact, by the 10 o'clock news tonight, just 24 hours later, it wasn't even the top story.
Yeah.
And I can't fathom that. A woman gets beheaded. It's been a horrible, horrible way to die.
Go ahead.
He was trying to behead the second one when the off-duty deputy, who was also the COO, shot him.
Right. I haven't seen the video, but several people that I know actually watched the video of the beheadings of the journalists and said it was the most gruesome thing that they've ever seen. You know, I'd always pictured it as like a machete or something, and they just whack the head off like a guillotine. Well, no, that's not what they do. They're using a knife, and they slowly saw through the back of the neck, and the person is alive and screaming basically the whole time until they cut the spinal cord, and then they die. So it's I don't want to watch it, but, I mean, it's the most gruesome thing you can imagine from what I've heard.
Well, Dee, we sure appreciate you letting us know, and I did have a that is one of our current events to talk about today. I'm glad you brought it up. That yeah, they're finally starting to the FBI is probing and investigating the recent conversion and things. The motive for the attack is unclear, and he recently started trying to convert several employees to the Muslim religion, and yeah, they interviewed news.com, Oklahoma News, you know, they interviewed Saad Mohammed, the spokesman for the Islamic Society of Greater Oklahoma City. And they give all this to, you know, he's concerned and they're protecting their local Muslims from retaliatory actions. And mm-hmm. There's nothing about Colleen Hufford, you know. Let me ask you this. Was she black or white?
I don't know. Because would they? I mean, every time there's any kind of crime, they always show the victims. They find a picture somewhere.
Right, and they have it on this. And a lot of times, and we've put it out before in the media that, or about the media, that if the person doing the crime is black, and the victim is white, you don't see a picture. If the victim, if they're both the same race, you'll see pictures. Or if the person doing the crime is white and the victim is black, which is rare, they'll show they'll show it.
The one that's in critical condition is white. They have shown her face, a really tiny little picture they showed, and she's white. I don't know because they're not saying anything about the one that died that was beheaded.
Judging by her name, it sounds like
Israelite. One thing I want to tell you too was on this one article. Supposedly, they were arguing. He was arguing with some workers about stoning women, and that's what got him fired. And it was right. He went from human resources, got a knife from his SUV, came in the other door, and started attacking this woman's head off. So, you know, those are just some things that people maybe haven't heard. But, I mean, the emphasis is more about protecting Muslims and putting out the right message.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Well, the good news is we ain't played cowboys and Muslims yet.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, and as you look at the pictures, too, it's, you know, Muslim, they keep saying Muslim, 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 Muslim. As soon as I saw a picture, I'm like, a Muslim, he looks like a black to me.
Yeah, the picture that they put out, I know, D, you mentioned he's got a beard and all this on his website. The picture they put out, clean shaven, you know, just looks like somebody you'd see in town. Anyway. Well, D, thanks so much for the call.
And they won't call him by his Muslim name.
No, not at all.
They won't call him by his Muslim name.
Well, hey, we appreciate you.
They do show the Facebook that shows all the pictures and everything, and talks about his radicalism. But they almost, you know, they always push it to mental illness so that we'll all just go back to sleep.
Yep. Dee, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for letting everybody know about that from a local perspective. Have a great weekend.
Sure.
All right.
You too.
Speaking of Facebook, if you got a Facebook account, you ought to get rid of it. Because they've linked that to more identity theft than any other source, really. And basically, you're just giving them a trail to find your children. So I'd pray about it. And that's probably one of the worst things you could be a part of, I would think. Wouldn't you say, Jason?
I would, yeah.
Well, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. 307-745-5913 is the phone number. And
I read a cartoon the other day just thinking of that. It said, being popular on Facebook is kind of like sitting at the popular table in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the people don't realize the social media, that it is it literally is public information.
It's building databases all the time.
It is, but it's also, you know, you'll have people that'll... maybe crooks will taunt the police on their Facebook page, or, people will post things to Facebook and social media and Twitter and all this, and you'll get arrested. You'll read when the people get arrested. Oh well, they on their Facebook page, you see this and that, and it's public media, and what's the Miranda rights? What you say can and will be used against you.
And it's been time and time again. There's a lot of people that have been arrested through things that they ranted or raved on Facebook.
Yes,
it was. There was a kind of a funny story. I saw this one where it was it was from down in small town in Oklahoma, I believe it was. Police officer had this. You know, he was a real tough guy. Had all these pictures on his Facebook with his AR-15 and his hunting rifle and him hunting and all this kind of stuff. And over about a week, 10-day period, I know pretty soon that there's getting these more feminine pictures on there of him. And then there was pretty soon there's one with him on a rainbow. And then there's another one with a walking in the gay parade. Finally, the last post on it is, if anybody talks to John, make sure that when he leaves on vacation for 10 days to log out of his Facebook account.
Well, 307-745-5913 if you want to call in and if you have a question or a comment this morning. Who would have thought that... we would have Muslim beheadings in Oklahoma in 2014. And I don't think that you can call it anything else. You know, like Dee said, they're going to have the spin on it from the guy's insane, which he probably is, if he's converted to Muslim anyway, to workplace violence, to, just anything and everything except what it is. And I'm reminded of what our pastor taught us. The media goes one way. If you take the exact opposite view, you'll be closer to the truth.
And you think about it. Take one word out of that statement. Who would imagine if we would have had blacks cutting whites' heads off in Oklahoma City? The only word that we've added in there was the word Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that one word could be the media spin on it, too. I mean, that's what they want. You know, it's ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. We've had this ISIS coming across. All that's the new fear that's coming across. coming across the borders, that could be the, that very well could be the spin right on, right there. You know, because if you heard about a black killing a white in Oklahoma City,
you don't hear
that wouldn't really. No. But would it shock you? Oh, there was a
no,
it wouldn't. That would be.
I don't have the news report in here, but there's been a, you know, there's been this big search for the, I think it's a, was it a Virginia Tech or West Virginia student, white young white lady, and the only video they had, she had gone to some friends' houses. I don't have all the details. I read it this last week, but there was a person of interest, a black person, and they'd searched his house three times. They'd searched his vehicle. They'd done all this stuff, and finally, after about 2 weeks, they go and arrest him. You know, there's no outrage. There's, you know, that he's kidnapped and raped and killed her. But they have to, because he's black, they have to, you know, you talk about dotting the I's 19 times and crossing the T's and making sure every, you know, everything that the police have done, they are so scared that they're going to get some charge of racism or something along that lines. But even then, you hear so very little of it. The black on white crime. On the rare occasion that you've got the whites, the Dub's trying to get in the window here. A white killing a black, like in Ferguson, even though it's a policeman and the black's beating the living snot out of him. Well, that's a different spin. That's a different agenda that our enemy puts out.
Yeah.
I think it's a good point, Jason. It is. You know, that could very well be the spin. You know, Muslim. Instead of he was black, she was white.
Yeah.
Let's have some riots. Oh, wait, that's the wrong formula there.
Yeah. And, like you said, it's like we had the same scenario just recently out in Salt Lake where black police officers shot a white unarmed man and... You know, the difference in the stories are this white man hadn't robbed a convenience store, hadn't been out causing problems, raising hell. He was minding his own business.
Not beating up the cop.
And, you know,
and he got shot and killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had his earbuds in, and he didn't obey. The cop said, stop.
Yeah.
And he didn't hear him, and he kept walking. So that's reason to pull your gun and shoot him four times.
And they had another one where, I think it was last week, but cop he got fired and was on $75,000 bond in jail that he paid 10% of and got out, but you know, he pulls a guy over, tells him, give me your driver's license, and so the guy goes to reach for his driver's license and he says, show me your hands, and before he finishes the second sentence, starts saying it again, shoots him, boom, boom, boom. And you know, shot him. Luckily, it wasn't a fatal gunshot wound. He shot him in the legs. It sounded like he was shooting for the torso area, but he was a bad shot. And, you know, he gets fired over it. He says that there was no, the police chief said that there was no reason for it. They caught it on video. They couldn't deny it. But then, you know, just 3 months ago, 70-year-old man shot in his car by police officers because the officer mistook his cane sitting next to him for a rifle and shoots him, and you know, they can't even get charges filed against it because, oh well, you know, the officer had reason to believe that cane was a deadly assault weapon.
Right. Good time to be in prayer.
Yeah.
Good time to be carrying too. Oh, can I say that?
Should be carrying your Bible. Should be carrying your Bible all the time.
Carry your sword, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. And your sword. Well, you know, we go back to that Psalms 91. It comes to mind. And we've read it before. And it says in verse 5, you will not be afraid of the terror by night. You know, there's terror out there by night. There's arrows that flies by day. There's pestilence that stalks in darkness and destruction that lays waste at noon. That stuff is out there. I think that's what you're talking about. You know, whether you're a 70-year-old, whether you're a 54-year-old Colleen Hufford, it's out there. And it's just, you know, I know sometimes Russell comes up and says, what are we to do? You know, what do we do? And it's like John said, we are in prayer. Psalms 91 starts out, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So we have to dwell in that shelter. We have to abide. We have to abide in Christ. We have to have Christ abide in us. And then we don't worry about the political correctness. As husbands and fathers, we do our best to, we pray daily for our family, and then we do our best to physically protect them after we've prayed the full armor of God on ourselves and on our family. And then we trust in Him.
Yeah, but we're quickly approaching the time of the Avenger of Blood, I believe, too. And,
oh, well, no doubt.
Melchizedek priesthood. And I mean, that day's coming.
It is.
And they need to know that, too. So if you're a Muslim and you're listening, that day's coming.
Well, how about if you're just an antichrist and you're listening?
Amen.
And you deny Jesus Christ? Because I think there's a little bit more to what Jason said about the spin of the Muslim, Muslim, Muslim. You know, if you're worried about the Muslims, then who are you not worried about? The little three-letter word that is synonymous with antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And
evil, period.
There's no doubt, right, there's no doubt that the Muslims are antichrist, okay? But I think there's a unseen third party behind, and we've talked about that many times. We were taught that by our pastor, that there's an unseen third party that says, hey, Christians and Muslims, you two fight. And we'll sit back here and make money on it and be around to pick up the pieces and benefit from it. And we have to remember that, too, that there is that unseen third party. You know, they've been at work very hard in this nation to create the situation that allows a black to behead a woman in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody riots. Nobody worries about it. You know, who's CU playing today? You know, and how's Manning going to be tomorrow with Denver? And those are the things they have on. And, you know, that Ray Rice, boy, they had, you know, yeah, he hit his wife or girlfriend or whatever. But, you know, they just got to get over it and move on. And that's the things that they have in front of the people for the people to worry about, for the people to think about.
Wag the dog.
Absolutely.
Protocols.
Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Yeah, this is George.
Good morning, George.
Say, you know, that's a good question, you know, about the Muslims. You know, they're kind of an enemy. I mean, they are our people's enemy, but... Is the enemy of an enemy a friend?
No. They're not. Necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back to Psalms 83, since we're in there. Let's see here. It's right there. You know, it talks about that thing there. Verse 5 says, they have conspired together with one mind against you. They make a covenant. And then it lists, you know, our people had more than one enemy then, okay? The tents of Edom, the Ishmaelites, Moab, the Hagrites, Gebel, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria. They have become a help to the children of Lot. We have more than one enemy, just as our forefathers had more than one enemy. You know, when this nation was settled, and even up into the Revolutionary War, well, you had enemies that were British, you had enemies that were loyalist, you had enemies that were Indian, you had enemies that sometimes the Canadians, you know, and the French came in on our side, and they were our ally at that time. But there were other times the French weren't our ally. And I think it's the same way now.
It's not the new under the sun. It's good versus evil.
Yeah. I just, you know, the Muslims... they believe in Jesus, but they've got their records wrong.
Well, they don't believe he's the Son of God.
They believe Muhammad is a more powerful prophet than Jesus Christ, that he was just another prophet.
Right. Which is not very far from the Mormon belief either.
Exactly. And well,
not very far at all.
I'm working on something there, too. What I found in doing some research regarding the Mormons is that they've donated land to the Muslims to build mosques. So there's a significant connection there, just as there is in the Catholicism.
Yeah, when they go to donating land, that is, yeah, that's like blessing them. That's not keeping them out of their church. That's making some kind of covenant with them.
Exactly. But see, if you look at that ecumenism that I've been bringing out over the years, all it is they want one religion, and they believe that, you know, they all worship the same God. Well, that's a lie. But the bottom line is, and I've been telling people this, and they actually start to think it after a while, is you're either for the kingdom of Jesus Christ or you're for the counterfeit kingdom of Satan, period. That's it. These 5,000-plus denominations that we make are just men that are debating doctrine, you know, has nothing to do. If it's not salvational, then what are we doing? The enemy wins as they divide us.
Amen.
Right. Huh.
One, well, one point.
You know, like, I'm watching a sci-fi series, you know, and all the sci-fi series you pretty much watch, and they talk about their idol gods and this and that, and it just makes me grateful that there is a real God.
Amen.
You know, because the people in that show are worshiping idols that don't exist.
Amen. Yep. George, thanks for the call this morning.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, you bet. I will.
All right. We'll stay with the phone lines here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Terry from Texas.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
How we doing there today?
Doing good. Just poured another cup.
Abundantly blessed, brother.
Yes.
I hear that idea. I'm just finishing up my cup. Say, I was recently reading an article about, I think this is one of the things that's going on, that the Muslims are wanting to rebuild the Temple Mount.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're fighting with the Jews about it. And I believe that the Lord's stirring them up and getting them ready to get us ready. And I think they're making their move here in the States. And they have, like, for instance, in my area, they've been silently building, buying and building mosques. And this one developer I know, he's planning on taking, and he has quite a few apartments. He's planning on taking them and knocking them down and building more mosques. So I think they're moving ahead with their agenda.
That's in Texas?
And, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And so there's a lot of things going on, but I think the main thing is always this guy's trying to wake us up to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And, yes.
And then he's asking us, well, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah. We're actually working on a new campaign. I mean, we've been pretty vigilant about anointing courthouses and, you know, different facilities that are Antichrist facilities. But, you know, what we really need to be concentrating on now, I believe, is to start anointing the churches and anointing these stinking mosques. And then I believe that God's wrath will come down upon them. The other thing that ain't bad is maybe you start raising pigs or something like that, put one in the backyard. That'll tend to run them off, too.
Maybe we'll get Shane and I to do that. He had some Muslims move in his neighborhood.
Just make sure you got some pig's blood to dip the bullets, that's all. What was that story, Jason, that Dad used to tell us about?
Yeah, that was a good story.
A Muslim war where they caught all the Muslims and they put them at the firing squad and they let one live. And that one that they let live, they showed him that every bullet that they put in the gun to shoot him at the firing squad, they dipped it in pig's blood first, and then they let him go. And guess what? That was the end of the war.
Yeah. They dug a pit, and they put him in the pit, and they lined it with pig's blood and chopped up pigs and threw it in there. And
oh, wow.
It was really something.
You want to stop that war in the Middle East? Send our soldiers paint guns with pig's blood. It'll be over in a heartbeat. They throw it on their guns and run like little girls.
Terry, thanks for the call this morning. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
Bye-bye. All right. And we'll stay with the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
I tuned in just a little late to your broadcast. I was listening to it on the shortwave, and it started fading out a little bit. Usually I have an external antenna, so it's a lot better. But you are coming in pretty good on the shortwave, and I'm listening to you now on the internet.
Thanks for that report, Joe. Appreciate it. We've been working hard on trying to improve the shortwave. I think the solar flares and stuff has played a role in some of the problems that we're battling too.
Well, I think it's regional, because now it's much better.
Oh, good. Well, we've done some improvements too.
Both frequencies seem to be doing a lot better. But I've been pondering the Mohammedan phenomenon, and was searching a little bit on the internet for some information, and heard your discussion of it this morning. So I decided to search about the Black Muslims and Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems there's a real incestuous relationship going on, even back in the early 2000s. Hollywood is rife with Scientologists and devil worshippers.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I found this thing on Wikipedia. And we all know that you can take this for what it's worth. In 2010, Louis Farrakhan, who is a prominent member...
Nation of Islam. He's the leader of Nation of Islam. Yeah.
He publicly... I'm reading this kind of... not quoting it. He embraced the concept of Dianetics and is now actively encouraging his members to undergo... that branch of Scientology that practices Dianetics.
Mm.
And it might be some for you to think about, because the media, which is in lockstep with Hollywood,
right. Yes,
and stuff, they're calling it radical Islam.
Well, but again, Joe, like you've heard...
There's Islam, and then there's moderate Islam.
Right. Well, they're heading toward that one world religion.
Yeah.
You got that going on over here, and then you know you've got the Pope saying, "Hey, we all are God's children."
Peace.
You know,
peace.
And peace. And so you do. You that's a good point. It's just another. It is another aspect, another way that. The Scientologists can embrace their Muslim brothers, and they can embrace their Mormon brothers, and they can embrace their Catholic brothers. And, you know, who is it that, you know, so pretty soon maybe it'll be the Judeo-Muslim Christian ethic might be the new term.
Yeah.
Because they keep changing it.
Yeah.
They're not going to embrace true Christianity, because true Christianity is against all of them. It really is as simple as that.
Our God is against them, that's for sure.
When you realize who the architect is of all of this, it's Lucifer. And that's their God. That's mm-hmm. the bottom line. All of those religions, what's the one thing that they have in common? Their God is Lucifer. And if you look, most people don't realize it, but over the last 10, 12 years, the papacy and the Catholic Church has been buying up the Holy Land. From the Jews, including the cenacle, which is where the Lord's Supper is said to take place, in the upper room. So there's some significance there.
Yeah, they must know something, right? Well, yep. Anyway, it seems that Islam, or that branch of Islam known as Nation of Islam, has been in America since about the 30s.
Right.
And who knows what behind closed doors they've been doing. And just between me and you guys and whoever's listening, a beheading is nothing more than a knife in the back. It's just more demonstrative, and it's more symbolic. So
Yeah, and it could just be a litmus test, too, to see if the American people will be outraged. But unfortunately, they've had too much fluoride, and nobody really has taken up the fight. That's what I'm saying. I think that day's drawing near.
Joe, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay, my friends.
All right.
Take care.
You too. John, I think you're right. I think it is coming, you know. But it's got to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
You know, if it's just man and guns, it won't work.
No, but you, as the patriarch of your family, you have an obligation to. First and foremost, it's to pray for protection, to pray that full armor of God over
yes.
as a minimum each and every day, and to pray the Lord's Prayer. But you know, who knows what God's plan is as far as an example, or I don't know. All we can do is just pray for wisdom and understanding, and that God would guide and direct us. And that ultimately His will be done, which it will.
Yeah. Well, I think it was one of the callers brought up that it's God waking up His people, you know. And, oh, well, this happened, and so, well, if 10,000 people don't wake up, it didn't work. No, there'll be one over here that wakes up to this, that sees, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is just another attack on, if not on Christianity, on white Christian America. You know, somebody will wake up, hey, this is, like you said, Jason, this is just black on white crime, just more of it. Somebody else will wake up and say, hey, the media, they're just spinning this to their agenda. But it'll be one over here and two over there.
If you look at, I mean, how many different wars are being fought right now? First of all, we got the Mexicans coming across the border, bringing sickness and disease and spreading that like crazy. How many people have died of that? You know, that's what they're all this respiratory disease that they're having in Colorado, they're linking back to illegal Mexicans that came across the border that were injected with these viruses and these bacterias before they left Mexico. There's a war being fought. Now, you know, we can look around. We've got them on all over the place. You know, we talk about smart meters, cell phones, radiation, HARP, chemtrails. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, some of the biggest enemies in our own government. You know, this is just, it's like a, you know, the flavor of the week. You know, who's our enemy? Oh, well, you know, they're using this ISIS, Muslims. Okay, yeah, okay, they killed one, yes. And, you know, that's what happened. But how many thousands have they killed on another front?
Yeah, our only defense is faith through Jesus Christ.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, our stronghold is. That's where we do it. And, you know, and like one of the callers called in, you know, is enemy of my enemy my friend? No, it's not. You know, we serve, you know, no king but King Jesus. Our Jesus Christ is our Savior. And we do not make, you know, just because, oh, they may not like one of our enemies, when it comes down to it, they're still our enemy.
Yeah. Psalms 83, they have conspired together with one mind. You know, when you read the list of all that were gathered there between Ammon and those of Tyre and the children of Lot, they were all different people. They all had different beliefs, and some did this, some did that, but they all conspired together with one mind against His people.
They were all Antichrist.
It is what has happened now again. I think we've got time for one more caller. Hey, good morning, caller. Got a couple minutes here. Welcome to the program.
This is Terry again from Texas. Something told me to look up that word Oklahoma. You were talking about the beheadings. Oklahoma, based on the Choctaw Indian words, which translates as red people. Okla meaning people, Homa meaning red.
Hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Terry. All right. Oklahoma, red people. And that was such a quick call, we might have time for one more. Good morning, caller. Got a quick minute here.
Okay. I agree with that flavor of the week comment. And I think if you look at the label of the flavor of the week, you're going to see a kosher stamp on it.
Yeah.
And I think it's all, I think it all comes from those people who've been, God has visited us with, because we asked for it and deserve it.
Because we didn't obey what and he I told us to.
Right, and I think it's easy to lose track of who is the real enemy here. You know?
Yeah, but they all are, really. I mean, but they're all all factions. I still believe it all goes back to the Jesuits. They're the ones that first infiltrated this country as Puritans. You know, back in the day, it was illegal.
Well, Ignatius was supposedly a Jew.
Mm. Yeah, right.
So it's interesting, but they do have that in common. They're all whether it's Mormons, Muslim, the Jews, the Catholics, it's all an interpretation. We have a tradition.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're an enemy of our God, then they're our enemy. That's just the way it is.
Amen. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for sharing that.
Sure. Bye.
Thanks, Bill. Time gets away from you in a hurry.
Oh, it does. There's the hour. Well, we do thank you, Remnant, for joining us this Saturday morning. Beautiful day here at the Radio Ranch. Might be the last day we get to do haying, though, because there's some wind and rain coming in this weekend. Looks like maybe the whole rest of the week and next week. So we'll see how that goes. But we do want to invite you to join us at church tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And, John, I think you're working on a little scriptural insight and study.
Yeah.
Made mention of that, so hopefully that'll come together, and so we do. We invite you to join us at church. You can go to scripturesforamerica.org. That's our ministry website, and click on the live video stream starting at those times we mentioned, 10 a.m. Mountain tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, and can join us for church. You'll see a scriptural insight and study. We'll have some good Holy Spirit-inspired music, worship, song, and praise, and that's important to do. And
that'll be starting at 10, too, live. So
yes, and we'll have a communion service and a message by our pastor. And sure enjoyed last week's. It was Finding the Lost Sheep of the House of Israel, and it was originally preached back in 2006, but we never sent that message out on the CD or tape ministry. It was the CD ministry in 2006, but that never went out. So it went out as a DVD church, but never went out as on the ministry. And it was a very good overview and review of who the lost sheep of the house of Israel are and who they aren't. And so, always good messages on Sunday. So we hope you'll join us again. Thanks for joining us this morning. Our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
on a more
snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.